It was at Jerusalem that he appealed to Caesar. And so he was sent to Jerusalem from that point. Verse 26, for it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia, areas near Greece, to make certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of the spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. Meaning, the Jews are sharing their Messiah with the Gentiles. It is the duty of the Gentiles to share their carnal abundance with the poor in Jerusalem. So when therefore I have performed this, this is why he has to go to Jerusalem. He wants to deliver this gift. He's been given the responsibility of delivering it. When I have therefore performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. 29. I'm going to stop in Rome and then I'm going to go to Spain. I don't know if he actually ever quite got there or not. I think he made more than one trip to Rome. I'm not going to get into that right now. I'm more of a doctrine, big picture guy. I don't always remember the details of, like, the travel. You know, the Paul, and somewhere in my Bible, there's probably a map of Paul's first and second missionary journeys. He did go to Rome, and he intended to go to Spain. But verse 29, and I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and from my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. Meaning, he wanted to have a prosperous journey to Jerusalem. He knew he had a lot of enemies there. In fact, there were people laying in wait to kill him. That I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. That's kind of the formal ending of the letter. He adds another sort of, I think he probably thought he was done, and then he wanted to add a bunch of stuff to the end. And that'll be chapter 16. Ultimately, Paul was delivered to Rome by force of arms. Well, he appealed to Caesar. See, he was a Roman citizen, and he made the appeal to Caesar. And so, as King Festus said, to Caesar you go.